boys high school baseball. That was a game that was rescheduled from Tuesday night because of rain. Atlantic's only run coming on a Chad Christensen home run as St. Albert won the game late to take the match 2-1. Atlantic falls to 10-6 overall on the season with that loss last night. Also in boys baseball last evening, it was Lewis Central defeating Thomas Jefferson 10-0. Pleasantville downs Lenox 17-7. Martinsdale St. Mary's a 16-6 winner over Orient Maxburg, while Carroll beat Perry last night by a score of 16-5. Also in boys Western Iowa Conference tournament baseball, it was Trainer defeating Riverside 11-1, Underwood posting a 12-2 victory over AHST, Tri-Center 7-1 winners over Griswold. In girls softball action last night, it was Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 8-7, Lewis Central a 10-1 winner over Sioux City North, Carroll beat Perry by a final of 8-2. In girls Western Iowa Conference tournament softball, it was Trainer shutting out Tri-Center 6-0, and Missouri Valley advancing with an 8-7 eight-inning victory over Underwood last night. Over in Omaha yesterday, the College World Series, Taylor Hill and Corey Williams combined on a four-hitter. Connor Harrell and Kurt Casale homered in Vanderbilt. He eliminated North Carolina from the College World Series tournament with a 5-1 victory. Vanderbilt beat the Tar Heels for the second time in the College World Series, and they'll play Southwestern Conference rival Florida. That should be Southeastern Conference rival Florida on Friday. The Commodores are in Omaha for the first time and would need to beat the Gators twice to reach next week's best of three finals. North Carolina left 34 runners on base in their three College World Series games, and they were just 7-for-39 with runners in scoring position. Hill, who's 6-1, allowed a run and four hits over seven innings, while Greg Holt at 7-2 took the loss. Harrell's three-run homer put Vandy up 4-0 in the second inning, giving them all the cushion they would need in that game. As Carolina finishes with a 51-16 record, Vanderbilt is 54-11 as they move on to Friday's action. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Boston Red Sox lost to the lowly San Diego Padres, but stayed atop the American League East after the New York Yankees split a day-night doubleheader at Cincinnati. The Bo Sox are a half game ahead of the Yanks after Will Venable led off with a homer and Clayton Richard worked five innings to lead the Padres over Boston 5-1 in a game called by rain after 7.5 innings. The Yankees took the opener their twin bill 4-2 as Jorge Posada smacked a go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth inning. Freddie Garcia allowed a pair of unearned runs and only three hits over seven innings for the win. Game two was a rout as Chris Heisey belted three homers and drove in five runs to lead the Reds' attack in a 10-2 pounding of the Yanks. Elsewhere in interleague play, Josh Tomlin pitched into the seventh inning and Travis Hafner socked a two-run homer as Cleveland topped Colorado 4-3, staying one game ahead of Detroit in the AL Central. Arizona has a half-game lead over San Francisco in the National League West after the Diamondbacks scored three times in the fifth inning to beat Kansas City 3-2. The Giants were 5-1 winners over Minnesota as Eli Whiteside drove in three runs, and San Francisco ended the Twins' eight-game winning streak. Kelly Shopik hit a two-run homer, and Elliot Johnson added a three-run shot to lead Tampa Bay to a 6-3 win over Milwaukee. Brandon Beachy had a career-high 11 strikeouts in his return from the disabled list, helping Atlanta down Toronto 5-1. Jake Peavy also was a winner just hours after coming off the disabled list, giving up three runs and seven hits over 5 1/3 innings as the White Sox beat the Cubs 4-3. Pinch hitter Matt Downs clubbed a tie-breaking two-run homer in the ninth while Houston scored four times off Neftali Feliz in the ninth inning to beat Texas 5-3. Casper Wells started in Detroit's 7-5 win over the L.A. Dodgers by hitting a leadoff homer and making an over-the-shoulder catch on a bases-loaded drive for the final out. Washington won for the 10th time in 11 games, scoring a pair of unearned runs in a 2-1 triumph over the Mariners. Justin Turner was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 13th inning, allowing the New York Mets to walk away with a 3-2 win over Oakland. Florida has a 12-game losing streak in one-run games after Mark Trumbo hit a two-out RBI single in the 10th inning, lifting the LA Angels past the Marlins 6-5. An error by Blake Davis in his Major League debut allowed the tying and go-ahead runs to score in Pittsburgh's 5-4 win over Baltimore. And Philadelphia won the only National League game as Cliff Lee picked up his second straight shutout, firing a six-hitter in the Phillies' 4-0 win at St. Louis. Jimmy Rollins and Ryan Howard each went 2-for-4 with fourth-inning homers as the Phils kept St. Louis a half-game back of the Central leading Brewers. White Sox right-hander Jake Peavy was activated from the 15-day disabled list to start last night's game against the Cubs at U.S. Cellular Field. Peavy went on the DL for the second time this season on June 8th with a strained groin. Mets first baseman Ike Davis might need season-ending ankle surgery if his bone bruise doesn't heal sufficiently in 3 weeks. Davis has been sidelined since May 11th. Also, St. Louis released pitcher Miguel Bautista a day after he walked consecutive batters with the bases loaded during Philadelphia's 9-run eighth inning in a 10-2 rout of the Cardinals. Doctors say the San Francisco Giants fan who was severely beaten outside Dodger Stadium has been upgraded from critical to serious condition. Brian Stowe had been in critical condition since the March 31st attack after the season opener between the Giants and the Dodgers. The 42-year-old Santa Cruz paramedic was moved last month from Los Angeles to San Francisco General Hospital. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs split a pair with Memphis. The Redbirds winning 3-2 in eight innings in the opener. Iowa took the nightcap 8-5. Omaha also split a pair. They were on the road at Nashville. The Storm Chasers beat the Sounds 4-1 in the opener. Nashville 5-4 winners in the second game. Omaha starts today a half game ahead of Memphis in the North Division standings in the Pacific Coast League. While the I-Cubs are currently in fourth place, they're eight games behind. Iowa will host Memphis again tonight in Des Moines, while Omaha continues its series tonight at Nashville. Churchill Downs officials are assessing the aftermath of a possible tornado that left several horse barns damaged and has temporarily halted races at the famed Kentucky Derby horse track. Track spokesman John Asher says it was borderline miraculous that no people or horses were hurt when the storm hit Wednesday evening. Asher says nine horse barns and had varying levels of damage, and at least one had a massive hole in the roof. The National Weather Service has sent out teams to determine whether the funnel cloud reported in the area was the cause of that damage. Asher says track officials have not yet determined when racing will continue. Well, day number four is underway at Wimbledon, and defending champ Serena Williams is being tested. The seventh seed dropped the first set of her second-round match against unseeded Simona Halep of Romania 6-3 before bouncing back to take the second set of that best-of-three match 6-2. Williams returned to the courts just last week after being off the tour for nearly a year while battling various injuries and ailments. Other featured players on today's schedule at the All England Club include top-ranked Caroline Wozniacki, French Open champion Li Na, also on the men's side, 16-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer, and the hottest player of the year, Novak Djokovic. All will be in action today at Wimbledon. NFL owners and players met in the Boston area yesterday in the latest attempt to work out a new collective bargaining agreement. That's according to a person with knowledge of the talks who spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. One NFL player told the Associated Press that the union told him that progress is being made, but there is still maybe 2 weeks to go before any settlement is likely. The owners' lockout of the players began on March the 12th. And the NBA holds its draft tonight, and the Cleveland Cavaliers hold the number one pick. They haven't said so publicly, but the Cavs are expected to take point guard Kyrie Irving, who was limited by a toe injury, to just 11 games in his only season at Duke. Arizona forward Derek Williams is another possibility, as is Turkish big man Enes Kanter. The Cavs also have the fourth pick. Minnesota and Utah are sandwiched in between at 2 and 3. Cleveland is the first team since the 1983 Houston Rockets with two picks in the top four of the draft. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.